Hey, here we are in the dog days of summer, and we've got a beautiful story to talk about in Denis Shapovalov at the Rogers Cup. And I'm not a tennis historian by any stretch of the imagination, but like I would imagine that among Canadian tennis feats, this him just beating Rafael Nadal is up there, considering his age, his world status in the tennis game in comparison to a living legend like Rafa Nadal.
Yeah, there's certainly been some chatter on the broadcast about where the upset of Nadal ranks, and lots of reference to Daniel Nestor beating Stefan Edberg when he was the man back in 92. And then also Milos Raonic beating Federer to get to the Wimbledon final in 2016. But the thing with that was the gap between Raonic and Federer at that point wasn't
as
nearly as huge as you have between a guy who is ranked, I believe, 143 in the world versus the guy who won a certain major every year for a decade, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think certainly within Canadian tennis moments, and without completely succumbing to recency bias, just even in terms of middleweight Canadian sports moments, and we're not in the Olympics here, no one won a gold medal out of the blue or anything, but just in terms of a Thursday night where you flipped on the TV and were like, whoa, what's going on here? It really registered as a big one.
Yeah, and I think it because it was a Thursday night. Like, I remember back to, you know, Milos beating Federer, and yes, it, you know, it was a semifinal, first time a Canadian, you know, goes to a Grand Slam final, but it's in the middle of the day. It was during the week. Like, it didn't have that Twitter moment, if you will, where literally the whole country is like, are you watching this?
Get on this right now.
Watch it right now. And we kind of were all on that ride together. I mean, in 91, I don't remember Grant Connell and, you know, Yvonne Lendl. Like, that's not one of my touchstone moments as far as a sports fan. So I think the fact that it came out of nowhere, and it literally had the better part of the entire week to build as he continued to play, have big moments, and get bigger as the stage got bigger, I think that's why this has been pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's something that's resonated across the country, and he's kind of taken the world this country by storm. And it has been a bit of a building block, right? He had the match earlier in the tournament where he faced four match points and somehow wriggled his way through that and got through that match. Even last night in against Adrian Mannarino, that first set, he looked completely lost, maybe gassed from the 3 hours that he played against Rafa Nadal the night before, and he somehow finds a way to make it through that. And he's got a lot of highlights that just go through on the Twitterverse of him making incredible shots. He is a man that, you know, I guess there was some buzz about, especially after the Wimbledon junior win, and then for the wrong reasons with what happened at the Davis Cup. And I think we like this part of it, and we have seen it to a certain extent with Milos Raonic and Jeannie Bouchard, where not only are we watching and hoping for a Canadian tennis great, but we're watching a young athlete kind of grow up in front of our eyes is part of the allure to it as well.
And part of how young he is the exuberance, right?
Yeah.
It's if ever there's a time to be fist pumping and jumping around, it is when you're 18 years old and beating Rafael Nadal in your home country in a legitimately important tennis event. And I think people are always going to be more apt to latch on to someone who is demonstrative, who sort of looks like he's also having the I can't believe this is happening moment. I mean, we've all heard the anecdote by now, but, you know, Thursday morning, he wakes up sleeping in his the basement of his buddy with a Rafa Nadal poster on the wall. And I know when Arash Madani asked him, essentially, what did you think coming into this match today? And maybe I'm just so conditioned to people playing it down the middle, but, you know, I expected him to say, well, you know, maybe if I caught lightning in a bottle or if my serve was really on. But what he said was, yeah, I thought I had no chance, right? Yeah. Like, I went through the whole day basically thinking, no, no. Like, oh, we know, we'll see if I can hang in. But even he was saying, you don't line up against Nadal and legitimately think, oh, I think I got this one. So there is that whole endearing side because he's so young, because he's so green, because he's so wide-eyed, you know, people are always going to be able to put their arms around that.
Man, for me, some of his post-match interviews with Rash have been just as entertaining as the match.
Yeah. And enjoy them while you can, because once he gets into the grind, it will disappear. Yeah. But for now, they're brilliant.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I mean, when you, and if you haven't seen them, you know, they're on Sportsnet.ca. You should go check them out. But it, for me, the juxtaposition of him, you know, basically when Rash is telling him about it's standing room only outside, people watching on screens, to see like his face being like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? And he's honestly like, yeah, no, I have no idea. The country is on this wavelength. And even in the presser afterwards, someone asked, well, how are you feeling right now? He's like, I'm really tired. I want to go to sleep. Like, he's just so brutally honest. And juxtapose that with the guy who this country hopes he gets to face in Federer, who literally is amazing and eloquent, but sounds like a politician.
Sure.
Like, he sounds so well-versed. And then juxtapose, again, Chapeau against Eugenie in her comments earlier in the year, how she's talking about the burden of the media and the pressure. This kid seems to love the pressure and plays his best in the biggest moments. So it's been fun to see, because quite honestly, as you mentioned it, Ryan, we don't see that from athletes.
No, we never do, really. And it happens mostly when they are this young. Even like, you know, Connor McDavid, before he even ended up, on the NHL scene, he had already this built into him. The media schooling was already built into who Connor McDavid is. And it's unfortunate that that's the way the world kind of works right now. But just the way that it goes.
But I also don't think that's his nature, too. And I think the same would be said for Sidney Crosby. Remember that great photo of, you know, the couple taking a photo with McDavid at the airport.
Oh,
and
my God.
McDavid is just like
fourth moment of the year.
Yeah, you're like invading my personal space. I feel like Dennis would have his arms around them.
Sure.
Like, he would want his own photo as well. I think it clearly, he's got the hat on backwards. He has the flow. Like, he's screaming at the crowd. This is part of his makeup. And, man, if Gretzky is watching me practice and he's with Janet watching me courtside, and Penny is in my box, I don't know if I'm going to be that brash and confident. I'd be like, what is going on?
Yeah, and you know, when you are the youngest player, one of the youngest players ever to reach the semifinals of a Masters 1000 event, you can have this young, youthful confidence about you and not worry too much about everything else. I feel like that kind of partly went into his win over Rafa Nadal, where, you know, he never let the moment take him over. Like, you didn't look at him at any point in that third set and see on his face like, oh, man, I'm close to beating Rafa Nadal. And then he just crumbled. He went through it the whole way and kind of just went about his business, kept playing his game and doing all of the things that make him a fun player to watch. And there's a lot to be excited about on the men's side when it comes to Canadian tennis. And even with Bianca Andreescu on the women's side, she's 17 and doing really, really well, as we saw last week. Didn't fare so well this week here in Toronto. But for the men's side, you have Shapovalov. You have Ogier Aliassime, if I can get that right, his friend that he is sleeping in his basement right now in Montreal. You still have Milos Raonic, who's 26 years old and has been a top 10 player for what seems like forever at this point. I don't know if we should be excited or if what happened with Jeannie and maybe to a certain extent Milos, not feeling like they've not reached their potential, maybe, do we kind of proceed with caution beyond this week with Shapovalov?
That's probably good advice in life in general. I would say, you know, don't get too far ahead of yourselves. I mean, here's the thing, and we can, you know, delve more into this later maybe, but, you know, Bouchard is obviously in the news this week for saying, you know, basically, I'm ready to have this burden be lifted off me. And we have become conditioned to speaking about her in negative terms the past, you know, 2 years maybe. But you easily forget just what it looked like she was going to be when she came on the scene. I mean, we're talking about this guy having a huge, and it is a huge upset, but we're still talking about 1 week, one tournament, really one enormous upset. Jeannie made the semifinal of two straight
Grand Slams
and then the final of Wimbledon. Like when she lost, I remember that morning, I may have been doing this show actually, and we had it on the monitor and she got her clock cleaned. But there was a sense in that moment that just give it time. She's going to win one. She was super competitive. She was they're just for those of us. And I think this is what happens. I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm by no means a tennis expert. It's not until we have a Canadian come on and do very well that I really pay attention. So maybe we miss the finer points where you might say, but that flaw in her game or his game over time is going to catch up with her. But at the time, we didn't really see that. And you looked at the landscape of the women's game at that point, and there wasn't Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, Andy Murray. There was basically, Serena will still dominate, but you know, there Beyond was that. Any number of people you could kind of pick from a hat. And you just felt like it was going to be a matter of time. And I remember thinking, it's too bad she lost today, but she's going to win one for sure. And it was Raonic who you thought, well, you know, he's got this great serve and he's, you know, got a great work ethic, but he's just butting up against a brick wall. So, I mean, right here, right now, it is very easy to get excited about what Shapovalov and some of the other young players you mentioned look like. But I mean, who knows? Because I don't want to say, you know, I don't have the tennis expertise to say it was justifiable to think Bouchard was a sure thing. And, you know, we can all theorize about what may or may not have gone wrong. But she sure looked like she was headed one direction. And now 3 years later, she hasn't even got a sniff.